Hey lovelies, I hope you guys are all doing amazing. It's honestly been a while since I've come on here because life just life is in life's. But Alhamdulillah, we're back. And today I'm going to be talking a bit about self-development overload and like what that is and what it has done for me. So a lot of the time when we're like self-development girlies and we like to like, be our best selves and strive towards our goals and stuff, a lot of the time it leads to us being very like, we're always consuming content about our goals and trying to get to where we want to be and do what we want to do. So we find that we're frequently just like watching videos, reading books and doing all of this. And sometimes that can just be so draining. Like I find myself a lot of the time watching content, and sometimes I'm spending more time watching content than actually doing what I need to do. And yeah, it's great because we're seeing other people in places that we want to be, but also I feel like it can take over my whole life. A lot of the time I feel like I'm not even living my life because I'm so busy watching what other people are doing and what other people are telling me that I need to be doing. And I feel like when you've not achieved it, when you're not there, it always feels like you're not doing enough, you're not doing enough. And so like you keep watching the content, you keep doing these things, but I feel like consistently watching and consistently trying to take in things, it's just gonna almost drag you back because there's only so much knowledge that can help you. After a certain extent, it's about like execution and doing the things. And literally, like yesterday or the day before, I literally told myself and I made the decision that no, like I'm actually done with watching all this self-development content. And although, like before, I've taken breaks, now I'm just like, I'm not saying I can't watch it. But I'm just saying, like, I'm so done with like every 2 seconds trying to see, oh, what does this person say? What does that person say? Like, I know where I want to go. I know my dreams. I have my goals and I have my ambitions now. And I know it's inside me what I need to do. And Allah will guide me and Allah will help me. And I'll continue to make dua. But continuously watching these videos, it's just so draining. And like, you get confused because different people say different things, and it's like, this might not work for me, this may work for me, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing that. And it's kind of like stopping me from actually listening to myself, listening to my intuition, and following Allah's guidance, really and truly, because I just feel like there's just so much that's in your ears and so many things that people are telling you what to do. So if this is like you, or you feel like you're going through it, just understand that you genuinely know what's best for you. Obviously, if you're like uneducated or you're just starting out and you want to learn about things, then fine, like that's okay. You can watch videos, you can do things. But for me, I'm talking about like just randomly watching feminine energy videos or productivity videos or how to get rich videos and all these things. A lot of the time, like it's just a lot for me. Like I'm just watching. And they're just telling me this, that, and this. And I feel like I'm over consuming because I feel like I'm not where I want to be. And so I just feel like, okay, well, what is it that I'm doing wrong? What is it that I'm doing wrong? And I keep trying to consume this content. And honestly, it is. I feel like it is derailing me, like I'm not doing. And yeah, that's just like what I feel like is we need to start doing rather than just constantly taking in this information that's like us, I guess, luring us to like some other path or just confusing us, because there's so many like platforms and places where you can get content from. And whilst that's an amazing thing, it also has impact, like negative impacts on us, because we don't know what to listen to, what to choose, and what to do. For me personally, I've just decided that I'm gonna cut down on it. Like if I just find myself, I'm bored, let me watch this video and how to be productive, I will stop myself and be like no, there's something in this time right now that you can be doing, whether that's to do with this goal or that goal or this thing or like anything, but there's something instead that you can be doing instead of spending your time watching this video, because you already know, like it's in you. Now, there's certain videos that you might want to still watch if, like, you genuinely don't know. For example, for me, if I'm trying to build my website, which I actually mentioned before, but I finally built my website, alhamdulillah. But anyway, if you're trying to build your website, there are certain things that I don't understand, and I'll go watch a video for that. Cool, fair enough. But other things where it's like, it's just kind of like generic here or there, kind of like just genuine like life advice, I'm just a bit like, no, we need to, you just need to take a step back, breathe, and understand that you actually know everything. It's actually within you. And yeah, I was just praying and saying, like, it's actually within me, and I know that if I want to get somewhere, I need to start following like my gut and God's guidance. And genuinely speaking, I know that I'm not the only girl out there that's feeling this way. I know there's so many of you out there who are just consuming and consuming and consuming, and it gets draining. It really does. So I feel like you guys, you just need to understand that you have the answer within you. Don't feel like you need to always be looking to outside sources when you know that you've consumed a good amount of information. You know what you need to do. You know where you want to go. Now it's just about making like your plan and sticking to that. And also, I feel like it's really important to be strict with your plans, but not even strict in the sense that like you're always following them, but in the way that you're not overdoing it. Like, if you've planned to work on this for 2 hours this day, do the 2 hours. Don't try to think, oh, I'm not doing enough, and then you end up doing seven, and then you don't give yourself time, you don't give yourself the time to do the other things or other places that focus on other areas of your life that still matter to you, because that also again becomes draining. And then you're also teaching yourself that, like, you don't trust yourself, you don't trust that you're doing enough. Like, I feel like having your structure and sticking to it and just going and understanding that things will come to you when it does is an amazing way of having the balance of receiving as well as executing at the same time, because at the end of the day, there's only so much that you can do. And at least once you've done what you said you were going to do within that day, you're going to feel a little bit better about yourself. Anyway, these are just the things that like I'm learning and the things that I'm seeing in terms of like trying to get somewhere and do something. Don't get it twisted, you're still gonna have to adapt some days. I feel like I'm still trying to adapt to make things work according to my life, because things change all the time, prayer times, just genuine life circumstances. And then like, but also even in terms of sometimes you might want to do a little bit extra, but is it because you don't trust yourself, or is it because you just feel like, okay, let me just do this and then stop there? But if it's continuously like, oh, I'm gonna keep doing extra, it's not enough, da, 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 da. Because what happens is when we start, we don't want to start doing the things that we want to do. We don't want to start because it's long. But when we start, you get in the groove and you don't want to stop. See, that's the issue. Like, you just get in the groove, and then at some point you don't want to stop, but then you're gonna get drained and you're gonna get tired and it's gonna feel too much. So you have to kind of listen to your body and listen to yourself and know, like, cool, this after this amount of time, I get tired, I get drained. So even though I might be in the groove, I'm gonna take a break, or I'm gonna pause, do something for an hour, then come back, or I'm gonna leave it and start again tomorrow, inshallah. And that's, for me, I think something that again worked, and I feel like again aligns with the idea of working on something but still allowing it to come to you. But overall, the message I'm basically trying to say is that you have it in you have the knowledge in you, Allah's guiding you, and you continuously pray to him, ask for him dua to give you guidance and the things that you want to do. When making big decisions and you don't know what to do, don't forget there's always istikhara, there's always asking him. You can always ask him to, make whatever it is that's best for you easy for you and whatnot. And yeah, just know that It's not a thing where you always need to be consuming. You need to trust yourself. You need to believe in yourself because you know how to do it. And you really do know deep down inside what is going to get you to where you need to go. So today, well, not from today, but yesterday, I made the decision that I'm not gonna overdose myself with self-development content and constantly seeking from other people what it is that I always need to be doing, because now I know I've understood the ideas, and unless it's something specific that I'm struggling with in my life in that area and I feel like I need to fix that and I'm going to take the active decision to fix that, then I can watch a video on it. But if it's just that I'm just chilling and I'm like, everything is not right, da, 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 and I just feel like, okay, let me watch another video, and I've not actually done anything actionable towards my goals or towards where I want to get to, then I'm not gonna do it. And yeah, that's basically, I don't even know if I'm rambling on, but that's basically what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to tell you guys that you know it. I keep repeating myself, but it's important. I just want you to know, like, deep down, you know what you need to do. Don't let things like get to your head and just overload you with a bunch of things. But yeah, that's self-development overload for me. This is my message to you guys, saying that you know the answer. Enjoy your life, like, do things, actually live your life rather than always consuming content that you need to be doing something, you need to be doing something, you need to be doing something, because that'll just get you in a rut. It'll put you in masculine and survival mode, and we don't need to be in survival mode all the time. Like, it's just draining, and you're always in a mode of stress, and you're just it ain't cute. But yeah, with that being said, website. So guys, I have been procrastinating this for the longest time. I don't even know why, I just get scared and blah 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 blah. But alhamdulillah, I have finally built a website. I will put it in the description of this episode. It is www dot, no, it's not. It is to all the girls out there .com. Literally, that is the website, to all the girls out there .com. I'm just gonna give you guys a quick breakdown of everything on the website and what everything is. So the blog posts are gonna be basically, they will accompany podcasts, or they will just be genuine things that I feel like I need to get out there, or I feel like girls can take information from, or things that I've basically learned, or things that I feel like will help you and will answer any questions about life and self-development, inner work, feminine energy, all of that that you may have. That's basically blog articles on inner work and self-development stuff. The podcast is same. It's going to be a mixture of solo and interview episodes. I want it mainly to consist of interviews of women who are in positions that we want to get to, inshallah, and have achieved like their goals, and you know, are just who've had experience in life in certain areas of things, and just so that I can learn from them and you guys as well, we can all learn from them together. So hopefully, inshallah, I can make that happen if I'm not too much of a scaredy cat to be asking people, because you know, anxiety be getting to the best of us. But no, I'm not here for it. Any hooligans. Yeah, so there's that, and then there's the PDF guides, which I'll be working on, and then the newsletters, inshallah, which will be coming out. I'm actually not sure when exactly, but the newsletter will be an insight of my life and exactly what I'm doing in my like self-development journey, things that I've learned, practical tips, just like, it's going to include pictures, videos, whatever, of things that I've basically be do I've been doing with myself, and how it is that I'm getting on in this journey. Like, if I'm doing any challenges, I'll keep you updated on that, posted on that, how it's been going with my goals, blah, blah, blah. It's just going to be like a keep up, practical tips. And plus, you'll get early access to the PDF guides as well, workbooks, any of that, if you are part of the newsletter. But that is basically a breakdown of the website, things that are there that you can have access to, and what is yet to come, inshallah. Those are the things that you're basically able to find on my website. So please do go have a look at it. Let me know if there is anything that you feel like you want me to talk about, speak about, write a blog post about, and have like any guides or any ideas or anything. Yeah, and you can get this podcast episode, if you're not already listening to this, on the podcast episode will be on there. Yeah, but with that being said, I always say that. With that being said, what else am I supposed to say? To conclude, in conclusion, in summary, overall, all in all, okay, what I'm trying to say is, message to you girlies regarding what I'm speaking about today. It's in you, it's inside you. You have everything that you need to get to where you want to be. And no excuses. With that being said, toodles noodles, we'll see you next time, inshallah. Thank you for being here with me. And honestly, guys, I wish you all the best, and I hope you do amazing things for yourself. Bye. Mwah.